Good morning. My name's Darren, and I run Dajak Associates Limited, Apple Mac Support for the Southeast. I also have MacConsultant.help is another website you might want to look at, which is for the more discerning professionals who need that top quality Apple Mac support. Today I want to talk about backups. I think we all know what they are. We all know we should be doing it. Even my 12-year-old knows what a backup is and that it should be done by anyone who uses a computer. But being at the sharp end of Mac support, there probably isn't a week that doesn't pass where I don't have to tell, where I tell someone that unfortunately you've lost some important data and it's probably going to cost you a couple of hours of retyping or reworking or a couple of extra hours. Okay, so what options do we have? Let's break it down into its crudest sense. Every Apple since Leopard 10.5 has got something called Time Machine built into it. It's Apple software. You purchase for about £50 a 2 terabyte portable drive, USB, plug it into the side of your Mac. The Mac will prompt you, would you like to use this machine for backup? You say yes, follow the instructions, and bingo, you've got a backup. It will probably spend an hour or two doing its initial backup, but then, providing you keep that drive attached, it will do a backup every single hour on the hour, or not on the hour, but every single hour from that point onwards, whilst the Mac's awake and turned on. I think probably most people, well, no, I wouldn't even say the majority, but a lot of people have a Time Machine backup. They then detach the external drive, stick it in their top drawer, and forget about it. I like to add in calendars or your calendaring program an alert, whether it's once a week, just a repeating event, plug-in drive, plug-in backup drive, go up to the Time Machine menu, click backup now, wait 5 minutes. Put that in your calendar program. It's a mental reminder. The beauty of Time Machine is that it does incremental backups. So if you did want that job from last Thursday that seems to have magically disappeared from your hard drive now, you can pretty easily go and locate it. Or if you did want to restore an entire folder because that had disappeared, you can pretty easily locate it. What it's not so good at is restoring a whole machine as it was quickly. So say you lose a laptop or your laptop hard drive's failed, you get me out to put a new hard drive in there. It's a bare drive. It's not going to have an operating system on it. In fact, if you do come to me and I know your machine, I'll say, ah, yes, you had Yosemite on there. What I'll do is I'll put a fresh copy of Yosemite on the new new hard drive. I'll then bring it out and that will save a bit of time when it comes to doing the Time Machine restore. Nevertheless, it's still hours to restore a pretty full hard drive from Time Machine. So that's a downside. It's good, it's simple, it's effective, it's cheap, it works, providing you remember to plug it in, kick the backup off, and the most important thing, check that you actually, that the backup has completed. It's up there in the top right hand corner. There's a little backward face, anti-clockwise arrow on a clock face. That is your Time Machine icon. Click on it. Last backup yesterday, 2 o'clock. Great, that's what you want to see. If it's never backed up, well, then you're not backing up via Time Machine. Are you backing up at all? Time Machine, ask me more about it if you're interested. It's very straightforward. It is the lowest common denominator, so it should be configured. An alternative to Time Machine is a third-party program. It's called Carbon Copy Cloner, and it's by a company called Bombitch.com. carbon copy cloner, £30. And it clones your hard drive. So again, attach an external hard drive, £50. Purchase carbon copy cloner for £30. Configure it to clone your hard drive regularly, whether it's once a day, once a week, or what I like is a feature is clone when you see the hard drive inserted. So then you can go back to your calendaring program once a week, put in an event, get hard drive out of top drawer, insert it, and you know that Carbon Copy Cloner will top up its clone. The beauty about a clone is that, going back to our scenario of a failed hard drive, I come along, put a fresh bare hard drive in, we boot your Mac with the new hard drive in, we boot it from the clone, and then, this is the clever bit, we clone the clone back onto the internal hard drive again, and you're up and running, and it will be exactly like it was up to the last time that backup clone happened. One little side issue is you'll still be able to continue working, whilst you're waiting for me to get out to you with a new drive, because you can boot your laptop, boot your Mac from the clone, and it's got all your software on there, even stuff like activation codes. You don't need to go looking for them necessarily, and you'll be up and running. Now, the disadvantage of both Carbon Copy Cloner and Time Machine is, firstly, and this is where humans get involved, it's often where things start falling down, you have to remember to plug the hard drive in, you have to make sure that hard drive is available, and human nature is that these things get forgotten about, and I wrote an article about the unobserved goes out of the consciousness very, very quickly. So if you actually get in the habit of not doing something, you're less likely to do it obviously in the future, and it never happens. So that's the disadvantage of having a little portable drive for backing up. You must do it, because, and this is a big surprise to people who have a data loss, when they get on the phone to say, I've been working on this document and it's crashed and now I can't open it. Fine. Well, the very best anyone's going to be able to do is get that document back to the point it was last backed up. And if you created that document today, then, and you haven't backed up today, I'm not going to get it back. No one's going to get it back. It's just the way it is. So people need to think, how frequently do I need this backed up? If you're using Time Machine and you've got the drive attached permanently, there's a strong chance you might have the document as it was 59 minutes ago, or possibly, if you're lucky, 28 minutes ago or 5 minutes ago. But if you only back up once a week, and you have been backing up once a week, it can be 6 days, 23 hours and 59 minutes out of date. So frequency of backup is something for you to consider. But we've talked about Time Machine, we've talked about Carbon Copy Cloner, these are all onto external portable drives. I think everyone should have a third method of backing up, and that is some sort of off-site cloud backup. I'm a big fan, and indeed I'm a reseller of the CJ Crash Plan backup service, which I think you can configure it to back up the frequency, but I think it's like every 4 hours by default, which is nice to have, but it means you having to interact and remember to attach a drive, it takes that out of the equation. You've just got to remember to have your machine on and the internet working, which obviously it is most of the time, and the software does the rest. You pay for it. You'll pay, can't remember what, let's say it's somewhere between £15 and £30 a month, depending on how much you need stored, but that's still a lot less than it would cost to recreate all the data on your hard drive. So think about a three-pronged approach to backing up your data. And this is just an individual Mac. I'm not talking about a server here. I'm not talking about a bunch of network Macs. It's just an individual Mac, either Time Machine or Carbon Copy Cloner, preferably both on two separate drives. That would be very smart. And some sort of off-site backup. And of course, if you're going for anything apart from Carbon Copy Cloner and Time Machine, you've got to make sure you're backing up what you want saved. People might point a third-party program at, say, a particular folder on the desktop, and then start another project creating a new folder on the desktop or somewhere else on the Mac and think it's happily backing that up. It ain't. It's still backing up just the original folder you pointed to in the first place. So I hope this has started to get you thinking about backups. It's very simple, so important. I'd love to go a whole week without telling someone that they've lost some information. But I'm afraid I think we're probably some way off that. Do yourselves a favour. Buy a 50 quid portable drive, USB drive from Amazon. You can probably get 2 terabytes. The bigger you get, the less likely you're going to have to change it. Seriously consider Carbon Copy Cloner. Seriously consider some sort of off-site backup. Get some expert advice if you're going for anything but Time Machine, because Time Machine is the lowest common denominator. It'll back up everything. Carbon Copy Cloner doesn't require an awful lot of expertise. Anything other than that, you've got to make sure you're backing up the right stuff, because a lot of people don't know where the Mac operating system stores your emails, for example. It stores your Outlook emails somewhere different from your Mac mail emails. And Thunderbird is somewhere different. So if you want to keep a copy of your emails, you need to know what folder they reside in. Hope it's been useful. Get in touch with me if there's any further questions. Take a look at dejac.co.uk and macconsultant.help. And I look forward to speaking to you next time. Many thanks. Bye.